And it is 6 p.m. on a Thursday night. You know what time it is. It is time for the Power Hour here at radio.dominican.edu. Yes, this is DJ Sam I Am. And yes, next to me is the one, the only, Nooch. Nooch, how are you?
Doing great, Sammy. How you doing?
You know, I'm happy Easter is here.
I am happy as well that Easter is here.
Is Easter a good, your favorite holiday? Not favorite, but
no,
I mean, do you enjoy it at least?
You know, I do enjoy it because I get to see some family, you know, I don't get to see very often. My dad's in the family, so that's always nice.
Yeah.
But
okay.
Other than that, Easter is Easter, you know, it's just eggs, rabbits,
day.
And another day, you know?
It's another day. Yeah, same here. It's another day.
I think it was someone named like Jesus Christ's birthday or... I don't know.
No,
something like that.
I thought it was pronounced Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus.
Jesus Christos. Oh yeah. Anyway. Yes, this is the Power Hour. Yes, this is the Power Hour, and yes, this is a Bay Area sports talk show. So on today's show, we have a lot of topics to get
to. A lot of topics. A lot of great topics, Sammy.
I mean, there are a lot of sports going on right now. I mean, you have basketball. You have hockey. Hockey getting to the primetime hockey. NBA is about to get into the primetime NBA, too, coming up.
Yeah, which...
Baseball just started.
Yep, yesterday. First game opened today.
What other sport? That's it.
It feels like football with all the football talk going on right
now.
Yeah. You know?
Especially with the Saints and all that. We will get into that.
Saints.
Greg Williams and the Saints.
Dirt balls.
Can't wait to get into that. Anyway, little recap on of what we will get into today or tonight. We will first get into, of course, the recap of the Warriors and Timberwolves game. 3-point win for the Warriors.
Breaks a 6-game skid. Gotta like that.
Finally got a W for the Dubs.
Actually, you know what? I'm not happy the Warriors won, and I'll tell you why later.
Yes, we will get into it. We have a lot to talk about that. If the Warriors should start losing purposely.
Which it feels like they are.
I mean, it definitely does. Anyway, then we'll get into, since baseball started yesterday.
Yeah.
Opening day was yesterday. Can't wait for fantasy baseball. Are you going to be on a fantasy baseball team?
Dude, I tried to make a league this year, right?
Yeah.
And I got all these scrubs, all my scrub friends. We're like, oh, dude, it's too much time. I can't do it. Da, 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 da. The real reason is I'm a back-to-back champ. That's why they don't want to play because they know they're going to lose.
A lot of people think fantasy baseball takes a lot of time.
It doesn't.
It's not hard at all.
No.
This is actually the first year that I'm doing it, and I'm having time of my life, and it's only the second day of the season.
Dude, I love it. It's my favorite fantasy game, and I cannot get six of my friends to play.
That sucks, man.
I should have hit you up, dude.
You should have. I mean, I would have joined for sure.
Would you still like to join? We got five. We just need a six. And we can have the draft like this weekend or something.
You can still have drafts?
Yeah.
Really?
It's like you can do it within like 3 weeks of the first game.
I don't know, dude. I don't think I have the time to. No, I would definitely send me an email.
All right, I'll do that. Look at that. Boom.
Look at that. Little connect there.
Got my fantasy league going on.
So since baseball started, we will get into the Giants. Some personnel changes. Stewart, our backup catcher from last year. Traded out the door.
Whiteside, cut.
No, not cut.
Yeah.
No, he's just in Fresno.
Really? I thought they put him on waivers.
No, I think he's in Fresno. Because Brian Wilson had an interview this afternoon or yesterday saying that he's in Fresno and he hopes that he can come back to the organization because he really likes him in the back behind the plate.
Huh.
Yeah, interesting.
Better than Posey?
No. Definitely not. No one's better than Posey, man. Come on. Listen to this. My fantasy baseball team is named Pandas Posey. And I was gonna draft Buster Posey and I was gonna draft Pablo. So first I was like, definitely have to draft Buster first.
Yeah.
So I was Lincecum Buster, my first two picks, and I was gonna go third or no, it was Fielder, Lincecum, Buster. Those are my top three. And then my number four was going to be Pablo.
Yeah.
And my uncle drafted him.
Snagged him.
He snagged him. Uncle, I'm coming after you.
Coming after you, bud.
Easter's the time. I'm coming after you. Anyway, after the San Francisco Giants talk, we will get into the San Jose Sharks heated battle tonight against the LA Kings.
Huge game.
They are currently in the eighth seed in the Western standings in the Western Conference, only 3 points ahead of Dallas Stars. Huge game. LA is in third currently, but this has huge implications, playoff implications
for the Sharks.
If Sharks win tonight, they clinch a spot in the playoffs. So huge game tonight, especially against our rivals. They've been talking smack. We'll get into it later.
Hey, just like Al Davis said, just win, baby.
Just win, baby.
Just win, baby.
Oh, I cannot wait for the game. The game tonight is 7:30 p.m. Face-off?
Face-off.
Puck drop?
The puck drops. Puck drops at 7:30.
At 7:30 p.m.
Be there.
That is Pacific.
Be there.
10:30 Eastern for all you East Coast listeners. And lastly, but certainly not least, we will get into some 49er talk. Quickly go over the Saints recording. Boo. If anyone's heard it.
You know what? And guess what? We still won the game, and we still whooped their behinds. So you know what? You can have your little talk. You can do what you want.
When I was hearing the whole recording of Greg Williams, it was a pregame speech. If you guys haven't heard of it, it was a pregame speech, and basically, it was the F word, very constantly,
multiple times,
and threatening Vernon Davis, Michael Crabtree, Alex Smith, Frank Gore,
Kendall Hunter,
all telling the Saints free reign to take them out of the league. We'll get into it on what we think the
our expert opinions.
Yeah, of course. And I mean, basically, when I was hearing it, all I kept going through my head.
Yeah.
Was Dante Whitner's hit.
I know.
On Pierre
Thomas. And that's what I'm saying. That's all I was like, dude.
Was helmet to helmet hit on Pierre Thomas.
Just rocked him. Knocked him out of the game.
Lights out. Good night. Carted off.
Peace.
$15,000 in my pocket. Stay tuned. Great show. This is the Power Hour here at radio.dominican.edu.
Scar.
Stay tuned.
That jazz. We're playing fast and loose. And all that jazz right up here is where I store the juice. And all that jazz, come on, babe, we're gonna brush the sky. I bet you're lucky Lindy never flew so high. Cause in the stratosphere, how could he lend an ear to all that jazz? Shimmy shake and all that jazz. Oh, she's gonna shimmy till her garters break and all that jazz. Sure, her word a Parker girdle. Oh, her mama's little curdle.
If she hear her baby squeal
for all that jazz.
Before I start crying, jeez.
Seriously.
Welcome back to the Power Hour here at radio.dominican.edu. You are listening to DJ Sam I Am. And of course, Nooch.
Scar.
Would never forget Nooch.
Come on. How could you?
So our first topic of the day, like always, Warriors.
Warriors.
Like I said before, 97-94 win over the T-Wolves of Minnesota. They're not strong of a team, Minnesota. Not too strong, but it still is a good win.
It is.
Because, like Nooch said earlier, we did end a six-game losing streak. Player of the game was David Lee. Finished with 31 points, 8 rebounds to help the Warriors snap. And, of course, like I said, a season-high six-game losing streak. Good game. I mean, to be honest, this season's so lost, it's really hard to get motivated to watch a Warriors game.
Yeah.
Especially with the Sharks. Coming close to the playoffs, I just don't have an interest until I see Bogut and Steph Curry back out on the field.
Court.
Court.
Do you know what watching the Warriors is right? Watching the Warriors right now is like watching the Giants in spring training. You know?
Yeah. No,
you
it
got
is.
All these young guys who are like, you know, that's the only reason I'll watch a war. I mean, I'm not watching a game all the way through anymore because
watching the games. Don't get
no,
me
I know. So am yeah, I, but just not. I'm not watching. You know, from the very start to the very end. That's it. The whole game. No change. You know, like I used to when they still had Monte. Because even though, you know, our playoff chances weren't likely, they were still possible. You know, and we still had some good pieces on that team. You know, but now that it's just like they traded Monte, they pretty much said, okay, yeah, we're gonna try to lose out. Is pretty much what that said, you know, which is fine, whatever, you know, but it is nice to see, to turn on the Warrior game and see Jeremy Tyler getting good minutes, seeing him progress. He's actually had, I think he had like, you know, 8 points and 12 rebounds the other night, which is a great, you know, in like 20 minutes, 15 minutes.
Because we that is huge when Bogut and David Lee come back. That's a key thing that we need is a
backup center,
defensive, someone who can make an impact defensively.
Definitely.
Because Andrew Bogut, yes, he's a great defensive player. But he's our offense.
Yeah.
That's why we got him, to pass the ball, to score,
go through
to
him.
Facilitate.
Yeah.
Lee,
yeah. No, definitely.
Our offensive. So we need a backup, and hopefully we need a backup with good defense who is athletic.
Yeah.
And Jeremy Tyler is a perfect candidate for
him. He's only 20 years old, too.
20 years old.
Sky's the limit for him, you know? Another player who I like to watch, Charles Jenkins. Ever since that trade, he's been playing great. You know, for a rookie coming in, he's been playing. I mean, you can't ask the guy to do anymore, you know? You really can't.
The Warriors announcers, Fitzgerald and...
Jim Barnett.
Fitzgerald and Barnett, they have said consistently when Jenkins would get in, this guy works his tail off.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
And he is a shooter.
Yep.
He has consistently worked. I can easily see Charles Jenkins winning the backup point guard position.
Absolutely.
Next year. I would love to see that because
he could be a good piece next year. You know, he could get significant minutes.
Do you see Jenkins' arms? That dude is yoked.
Yeah.
He is yoked.
He's a big dude.
And he can stroke. It's a weird... his whole body is weird because he looks like he's a slasher point guard.
Yeah.
But
he's a
really,
shooter.
He's a shooter.
Yeah.
That guy can shoot lights out.
Yeah.
Lights out, I've heard.
The thing is, I believe in college... he played a lot of shooting guard. I mean, he played some point guard, but he played, I mean, his, because look at the guy. The guy can freaking lights out, you know? So, hell, why not put him at shooting guard if you can shoot lights out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, he's actually, first year in the NBA, credit, he did play 4 years at Hofstra, was it? I think it was Hofstra, right?
Yeah.
Played
yeah.
4 years at Hofstra, so he's a little more mature coming out of college, you know? But still, a first year guy in the NBA, playing a new position, you know, relatively new position, and getting significant minutes. I mean, you can't ask the guy to do any more, you know? And he's just getting better. That's what I love about it. You know, he's working his butt off, getting better. And I honestly believe that he'll be a big piece next year.
Speaking of Jenkins, he made his way through traffic and converted a layup over Kevin Love with 20 seconds remaining in the game to give the Warriors
a
96-94 lead.
Clutch.
Great play.
Yeah.
Great play.
I mean, like, and he's had situations recently with the ball in his hands with, you know, like the last shot.
Yeah.
And what'd he do? He screwed him up, you know?
The first time I was watching that game, the Warriors looked like a complete seventh grade Catholic school team.
Well, that's what's going to happen when you trade away the one guy.
Exactly. The only guy
that you put the ball, you know? And so exactly. It's like, you know, but what I was saying though was, you know, Jenkins had a few opportunities. Let him get away. Let him get away, you know, and you can tell he was upset about it, you know. And so to come back like last night and make a big shot with 26 seconds left, driving the ball over Kevin Love, I'm like, perfect. You know, the kid's learned from his mistakes. He's getting better every day, and that's all you can ask, you know.
It's awesome. And I feel like this is the second or third year in a row where by this time of the year, toward the end of the year, the – Warriors squad just looks like a D-League team, you know?
It is a D-League team. They have like four D-Leaguers on the team right now.
Yeah, remember, last year or 2 years ago, the year it was Chris Hunter, Brandon Wright. I mean, we just had – it was D-League Central. Like
Tolliver,
yeah.
Anthony Tolliver.
That team was so much fun to watch.
Yeah.
I even though we sucked so much, it was still fun to watch. Tolliver had some great games. He looked like a raccoon, that guy.
Yeah.
With the sunken, deep, dark eyeballs.
He plays for Minnesota.
And yeah, he does. Yeah, he does. That's a perfect team. The black jerseys with his black eyes, that's just perfect. You know, like those dark raccoon eyes. Anyway.
I don't know if that's racist or not. I can't tell.
It's not. Trust me.
No, I'm just playing with you.
Anyway. You do have to mark down also that the Warriors were down by 20 points during that game. I mean, the game was a 49-29 lead that the Timberwolves had. I thought the game was completely over.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone did.
Yeah, I guess.
Even the Timberwolves, apparently.
Yeah, right? They pulled a Warriors. They pulled a classic Warriors. Go up by 20 into halftime and lose by 4. You know, typical Warriors. But I heard that I think JB and Jim Barnett and Buffett Stewart, they're talking about, I guess, at half the, you know, they did a little spiel at, you know, asked one assistant coaches. And they said, yeah, you know, we had a couple players step up and, you know, get on, you know, what am I trying to say? Get on some guys about, you know, like, hey, like, you know, that first, because the first half was bad in that game. You know, it was just straight, flat bad, you know. And I think they said Richard Jefferson was one of those guys, veteran, and Dave Lee was the other, you know. Mm-hmm. Two veterans stepping up with a bunch of young guys like, hey, come on, dude, this is BS. This is pathetic. You know, let's put it together. And you know what? They responded. So you got to like that.
You do. You
know?
You really
come
do.
Back and win
really
second
do.
Half. So that's good.
We do. I mean, we do have talent. It is obvious because we stay in... I mean, on
a
that
lot
six game,
of games.
On that six game losing streak, we were in almost every single game.
There's like maybe one blowout.
We lose so many close games. It's good to see that since we're so young, we can actually hang with all these teams.
Yeah.
Just imagine till we get that height.
We get Bogut and Curry back.
Exactly.
And we potentially have 4 picks in this upcoming draft, which has a ton of great players in it.
Ton of great players.
Let's say a ton of talent.
Yes, yes.
There's a ton of talent in this draft, though. So.
Well, enough with the Warriors. But we do have some news about the D-League.
Do we?
Yes. The Warriors purchased the D-League Dakota Wizards last June.
Yeah.
Okay. And right now they are planning on moving them to Santa Cruz. So anyone
really?
living in Santa Cruz, the Warriors D League team is going there. Warriors GM Larry Riley told the Bismarck Tribune, quote, "It's a situation where players could come back and forth quite easily. And the same with the coaches. They can at least be right in tune with what's going on a day-to-day basis with the Warriors. It should make the development process go quite a bit better," end quote. According to the report, the city of Santa Cruz has a proposal on the table to the Warriors, which includes a $2.5 million $1 million budget to build a new home court for the Wizards in the coastal California community. So very exciting news, I thought. I read that.
That is
I read that story,
news.
And I thought it was cool that Santa Cruz will now be able to host some basketball games.
It's awesome. Do you know who's and all the guys playing for the Warriors for the Dakota Wizards don't have to live in Dakota,
yeah,
North Dakota
they
anymore.
Are so
that's the best part about that. Like, come on.
So far away from Dakota as possible.
That's awful.
Oh, I would. I mean, I feel
no
like Santa Cruz to them is like heaven,
yeah,
for sure.
No offense
easily.
To any North Dakotans listening
North
in tonight.
North Dakota.
I'm sure there's a ton of listeners out in North Dakota.
All right, that's enough Warriors talk, basketball talk. When we come back, we will get into some San Francisco Giants talk. Chris Stewart being traded. Bruce Bochy saying that he wants to keep the roster consistent, having Aubrey Huff in left field with Brandon Belt
and
Brett Pill at first base. Stay tuned. This is the Power Hour here at radio.dominican.edu. DJ Sam, I am, and who?
You got it.
And who? And who?
I don't know. What's my name?
Nooch.
Yeah, that's right.
Me out. It's getting hectic everywhere that I go. just wanna live. I rock a lawsuit when I'm going to court, a white suit when I'm getting divorced, a black suit at the funeral home, and my birthday suit when I'm home alone, talking on the phone, got an interview with the Rolling Stone, they're saying, now you're rich and now you're famous, fake ass girls all know your name, and of the rich and famous, your first hit on you are shame, of the life, of the life, of the life we're living, I just wanna live.
Penguins, this is Avery Jaffe, host of Do It Live on Penguin Radio. Give me an hour and I'll give you the heads up for what's happening at Dominican. From campus events to Penguin sports and Edgehill parties. Start your Thirsty Thursday off right with a shot of controversial news and commentary on the topics that affect you. You deserve the truth on the issues that matter most, and I won't be afraid to speak my mind and unleash some critical opinions. Agree? Disagree? Call in at 415-482-3587. Let's do it live.
Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live!
Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. only on radio.dominican.edu.
F***ing thing sucks!
Just stare out my window, dreaming of what could be, and if I'd end up happy, I would pray. Trying hard to reach out, but when I tried to speak out, felt like no one could hear me. Wanted to belong here, but something felt so wrong here, so could break away. I've been
What a phenomenal song.
And that was the one and only Kelly Clarkson, Breakaway.
God, Kelly, she does it every time for
oh,
me.
Oh, Kelly.
She is the best.
Welcome back to the Power Hour here at radio.dominican.edu. The official radio station of the Dominican Penguins. This is DJ Sam I Am and Nooch.
I thought you were going to say the Pacifics, but you know what?
Well, and it is
the new, brand new,
official
flag, what does it say? Flagship.
Thank
you.
Flagship.
I'm in the studio.
Thanks, studio. Yeah. That's really why I like the Sports Nation show. Is the jackasses in the background just yelling random stuff.
Yeah.
And just laughing and like, oh, I love that.
Or like Gary, you get like, you know, that's why I love like the Gary Radden show. Before, I mean, it's still good now, but when it was like, it was Tony and then you had Mike and then Ray, you know, so it was like so many people, you know, producers chiming in all the time, you know, I just love that aspect of it. But
definitely.
Anyway.
Like what I was going on before, it is the official radio station for Pacifics baseball. If you do not know what it is the San Rafael Pacifics.
San Rafael, yep.
The new professional team here in San Rafael. Very exciting news.
Pretty awesome.
And we are the official radio station of that team. Very exciting. Can't wait to begin the season, which begins in August sometime.
I believe so, yeah.
Preseason, I think, is in August.
Anyway.
Maybe even May. Anyway, back to the Giants.
The real team.
Professional baseball. Yeah.
That fake.
The San Francisco Giants have officially traded their backup catcher, Chris Stewart, to the Yankees straight up for right-handed pitcher George Contos. Contos.
You know what? I'll take anyone for Chris Stewart. Let's
George Contos. He is 26 years old. He allowed 2 runs in 6 innings for New York last September. In his big league debut.
Not bad.
He recorded a 2.62 ERA in 89 and a third AAA innings. Went 1-0 with a 2.84 ERA in 5 spring training appearances with the Yankees.
Not bad, dude.
So, I mean, really, you can't take much from those numbers in a 5 spring training appearances.
No.
But like you said, we'll take anyone for Chris Stewart. I wasn't a big Chris Stewart fan. Really, all he was doing was subbing in for Buster Posey.
Exactly, you know? Yeah.
I mean, I really wasn't a big fan of Eli Whiteside or Chris Stewart.
No. Nope.
For that matter.
Because it's like, you're looking at him like, wait, you're not Buster Posey. You know, what are you doing back there?
Exactly.
You know?
It's just awkward. For his minor league career, Contos, the 6'3", 225-pounder, has gone 25-33 with a 3.33 ERA. In 137 games. Kind of a high ERA.
It's a big guy.
But he is big, so that's exciting. Contos was drafted by the Yankees in the 5th round of the 2006 draft. And then on our side, Stewart, he is 30 years old. I didn't realize Stewart was that old. I thought that guy was a lot younger.
He's like a career minor leaguer, dude.
Yeah.
Only reason he was up is because Posey went down, you know?
God, I didn't even know that. That just aggravates me that I was actually rooting for him. Stewart hit...
He was a giant.
Stewart hit 204 with 3 home runs and 10 RBIs last season. Oh, man, 10 RBIs?
Dude, on a tear.
He was racking on up the stats. Tear. I should have drafted him for my fantasy football.
What are you thinking,
fantasy baseball.
Sammy? That's like a top 3-rounder right there, dude.
Seriously. Well, anyways... That's Chris Stewart news.
You wanna give our listeners I think the lineup was set yesterday. Would you like to? We can go over that real quick if you'd like.
I would love to go over the lineup.
All right, let's lead us off with our starting pitchers for the 2012.
So our
San Francisco Giants.
San Francisco Giants roster. We'll go over it. It is more. They're going more.
A lot of youth movement. It's
a lot of youth movement. I like it.
I love it because let's be honest here. The Giants have been known. Okay, Ryan Sabin has been known for going out on the market, getting old dudes past their prime, paying them way too much money, you know? And so we got this squad of older dudes who, you know, can still are decent, but, you know, out of their prime. Pretty much washed up. That's exactly what I was trying to say. Thank you, Sam. And now we got, like, you know, we're bringing in, we got Bumgarner, who... I mean, Bumgarner's not new. I mean, that's nothing, you know, not too out of the ordinary, but
dude's
still.
Dude's only 20, isn't he?
Yeah, 21? He's 21 or 22 or something, yeah. But, you know, they're bringing in Hector Sanchez, 22-year-old catcher who just looks like he can be on a tear, you know. Gregor Blanco is only 26, I think. Brett Pill's not that old. He's got to be in his early 20s.
Brandon Belt, young,
you know, so.
Buster Posey's Buster only Buzz. 22.
Yeah, exactly, you know, so.
I mean.
I like it.
It's fun to see the Giants actually using their dominant farm system because our farm system
exactly.
has been dominant for years. It has been the top AAA semi-pro organization.
It's got to be one of the top
for the longest. It really has.
Just
been.
Look at the best players on our team: Bumgarner, Kane,
Lincecum,
all minor leaguers with the Giants. Wilson,
Sergio
Romo, all Wilson. Minor leaguers with the Giants.
Buster,
Hector. Sanchez, Belt, Brandon Crawford, Manuel Burris,
Pablo,
Brett Pill. I mean, all these
Nate
guys.
Nate Sheerholtz.
All like, these guys are now. Coming through the minor league system with the Giants, you know?
It's cool.
That's
it's
like our roster is full of AAA or dudes that have come through the minors with the Giants.
And I
love that.
And good, solid major leaguers coming out of AAA.
Yeah.
These guys are good, solid people.
Solid players, man.
And I love their time. Coming up from the youth and from the farm system, you're playing with each other a lot.
Yeah.
So that team chemistry.
Dude, it's exciting. I'm excited for this year.
Brian Wilson just had an interview, and he just kept saying, we are way too amped to play. Like, I cannot wait to get the season started. Like, let's just, when is Friday?
Seriously.
When is Friday?
Seriously.
No, it's very exciting. The Giants, I'm saying, are favored to win the NL West.
They got to be.
In my eyes.
I saw on ESPN, or I think it was ESPN.com, that they had Arizona winning the division.
Arizona's
the favorite.
The power ranking. Yeah.
But
that's bullshit.
I just don't see it. That last year was a fluke, just like the Padres had a fluke year in 2010.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Arizona's not doing anything.
No. Arizona, oof.
We'll see. Anyway.
This is one topic that I want to talk about the starting lineup with Huff in the outfield.
You want to give our listeners a starting lineup here real quick?
Okay, yeah. Starting lineup?
Yeah.
Or just the...
Starting lineup. It was Buster behind the dish, obviously.
Of course.
Hector Sanchez backing him up.
Of course. Brandon Belt at first.
Belt at first against righties. Mm-hmm. Against righties.
Ryan Terrio, utility player.
Yep. Brandon Crawford, shortstop. Looking forward to see what he's going to do.
I really hope he improved.
Me too. And you know what? He is a Gold Glove fielder. That is a known fact.
Yeah.
If he can hit 260.
The guy is a phenomenal defender.
Yeah.
That's why I like him. Because when I played baseball, defense was my favorite.
Definitely.
Like, I played baseball to make a diving play and throw a guy out.
Same way.
Or at shortstop, make a backhand and throw a guy out from the hole. And have just a rocket to the first year. Like, that is why I played baseball,
absolutely.
You know? And I feel like that's what Brandon Crawford, he just needs a hit, and I think he is going to get a lot better at that.
Yep.
Pablo Sandoval at third, he looks fit.
He does.
I can't wait.
He looks strong, too.
The Giants are in love with Emmanuel Burris. I like him, too, second.
I like him.
I do, too. He is fast, and he can play all around the infield.
Yep.
So he is versatile.
Yep.
Aubrey Huff.
Expect
a very big improvement from last year. I say he does
a lot better
than last year.
He's fit.
He's out in left field. Mm-hmm. I'd like to see more. We'll get to it after we get through it. Melky Cabrera, new addition to the Giants.
Right field.
In the right field. He is a ballot switch hitter. Very key in the Giants' success. He's going to be our number two hitter, I believe.
And then Pagan.
Angel Pagan is our other acquisition, outfielder, center field. He's quick, good leadoff hitter. He should be good for us.
Yep.
Nate Sheerholtz. I'm in love with Nate Sheerholtz.
He is my favorite.
He is one of my favorite players on the Giants. I hope he gets more playing time. That's who I want to see instead of Huff.
You know what?
Throw Cabrera in left and have Sheerholtz in right.
I'm rooting for Nate, don't get me wrong. But I'm also rooting for this dude, Gregor Blanco. AKA.
Okay.
Tiburon Blanco, or Tiburon Blanco, the white shark.
Wait, Tiburon.
Pablo.
Why?
Because, you know, Tiburon in Spanish is like shark. It means shark.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they call him Tiburon Blanco.
Okay.
That's Pablo's. That's cool. Labeled him with a nickname. But he's fast. He steals a ton of bags. He had a great spring. One of those, do you know, he's like an Andres Torres type player, you know, not as old as Andres Torres was, you know, Andres Torres was like almost 32 or 30, you know.
Is Gregor Blanco as fast as Andres Torres?
Oh,
is
he fast? He's faster.
Okay, because who am I picturing as a Gregor Blanco? I'm picturing a Blanco is a fat guy in the outfield who can kind of hit
a mediocre 250. No, this dude is a speed demon.
Awesome.
He's fast.
Then I already like him and I want him over Schierholz, because speed to me is...
Can't teach speed.
You can't teach speed, and baseball has lost the art of speed. And I love when someone can just...
Boom.
Just make... as like that, when I would play baseball, another thing I loved about baseball was getting on first base.
Stealing a bag. Leading off.
My team knows. The pitcher knows. The catcher knows.
Everybody knows.
The shortstop knows. My mom in the stands know. The coaches know. Hell, the ump knows. I even told the ump, I'm going to steal real quick. Everyone knew in the stadium that I was going to steal. You still get a good enough jump and head first slide in a second, you will never throw me out.
Yep.
And that's what
same,
I love.
Sammy's got some speed.
Because you're just sitting on first smiling at the pitcher, and he's looking over his shoulder, and he tries to pick you off, and you're back in time. You don't even have to slide back.
Yeah, that's when you know you're good at stealing bags.
So I love speed and being able to kind of mentally have games with the other team. And it brings out the coaching aspect of the game too.
Definitely, absolutely.
Enough baseball talk. I'm done.
All right.
We're gonna get a lot of baseball.
Giants tomorrow opening up.
Yes, Giants tomorrow
in Arizona.
Can't wait.
I believe it's a.
Tim Lincecum will start.
Tim Lincecum will start. I'm trying to. What time is the game?
7:15, isn't it?
It's in Arizona, so I don't believe so.
6:30 then.
6:30 probably.
Or 5:30 maybe.
6:30 I think.
6:30 yeah. I believe.
No, you know what? I think it might be somebody. Do you know Arizona is the one state in the United States that doesn't do national? They don't have daylight savings time.
Really?
Were you aware of that?
No, I was not.
Yeah. Weird, huh?
Little Snapple fun fact of the day.
Snapple fun fact of the day.
That's,
anyway.
That's a power hour.
That's a power hour. That's right. Anyway, Giants tomorrow against Arizona.
Can't wait to
catch them.
Can't wait to watch Giants baseball. Excuse me there. Anyway, we will get back with some San Jose Sharks talk again. Tonight is a division
huge
battle against LA
huge
Kings.
Gigantic.
If the Sharks win,
game,
they will make the playoffs. Stay tuned. We'll get more into it. This is the Power Hour. DJ Sam, I am, and Nooch at the one, the only, radio.dominican.edu.
Shelf. Animals and children tell the truth, they never lie. Which What is more human? There's a thought, now you decide. Compassion in the jungle, compassion in your hands, yeah. Would you like to make a run for it? Would you like to take my hand? Cannonballs are running through your head. Television freak show cops and robbers everywhere. Animals and children tell a truth, they never lie. Which one is more human? There's a thought, now you decide. Compassion in the jungle, compassion in your hands, yeah, yeah. Would you like to make a run for it? Would you like to take my hand?
Oh,
Penguins, this is Avery Jaffe, host of Do It Live on Penguin Radio. Give me an hour and I'll give you the heads up for what's happening at Dominican. From campus events to Penguin sports and Edge Hill parties. Start your Thirsty Thursday off right with a shot of controversial news and commentary on the topics that affect you. You deserve the truth on the issues that matter most, and I won't be afraid to speak my mind and unleash some critical opinions. Agree? Disagree? Call in at 415-482-3587. Let's do it live.
Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live!
Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. only on radio.dominican.edu.
F***ing thing sucks!
You were saying, I live on all emotion, baby. I answer questions never maybe, and I'm not kind if you betray me. So who the hell are you to save me? I never would have made it, babe. If you needed love, well then ask for love. Could have given love, now I'm taking love. And it's not my fault, cause you both deserve what's coming now. So don't say your word.
Oh, jamming to some Maroon 5.
God, I love Maroon 5.
This is the end of the Power Hour here at radio.dominican.edu. DJ Sam, I am. Nooch. It's been a great show.
Great show.
Just want to remind you.
That
tonight is a great game between the San Jose Sharks and the LA Kings. The Kings are going down. I hate the Kings.
Oh, I hate the Kings too.
And I hope we face the Kings in the playoffs.
Gotta hope we scrape the Kings in the playoffs.
And I hope there are about 100 fights in the first three games, every fight we win.
There's gonna be a fight in the first 10 minutes. Might even say 5 minutes of tonight's game.
Just
to set the tone.
Oh, easily.
Because the tone needs to be set.
And
hopefully by the Sharks.
It's gonna be a huge hit. Oh, there's gonna be big hits,
dude. This is honestly. In my opinion, I know if we lose tonight, we can still clinch. Hopefully. On the last game, you know.
Saturday.
But you know what? No. This is must win. This is bottom line
it really
must
is.
Win.
Let's, it really is.
Let's get to the playoffs.
I'm so down.
I got to stop. I do that sometimes where I just pound the table with my excitement.
Yeah, I know. You get a little excited over there. I see it in your eyes. It's okay.
You're not so anyway, nervous. Though. Yeah. Big game for the Sharkies. Tune in. 7:30.
If they win, they clinch. LA's been talking smack, saying that it would be great to kick out their rivals, the Sharks. It's only two games left in the season, so it's huge.
Now or never for the Sharkies, you know.
I think since the Sharks are, if they squeak into the playoffs, they have a better shot at making a championship run.
Yeah. No expectations this year.
Because there's, one, no expectations, and two, too many times, they did it this year when in the very beginning of the season. Remember our show where we were like, oh, we don't even have to talk about the Sharks because the Sharks are going to be in first. And it's like, Sharks just get too comfortable sometimes. They get too lollygag, and it is good to see them sketching and working their butts off. It's really nice to see.
I know. It's great.
Can't wait to watch the game tonight. Tonight is at LA. Hopefully we can clinch playoffs in LA's house.
Let's do it.
It's been a great show.
Phenomenal
Nooch,
show.
Thanks for coming on.
Sammy, it's always a pleasure, my man. Thank you.
And we will see you guys next week. Thanks for tuning in. This is the Power Hour here at radio.dominican.edu. No.
Happy Easter, Grandma.
Happy Easter. Forget about
it. Doesn't matter. Because we are going to cover everything on TV and movies. This is Camera Roll. Tune in Wednesdays from 4 to 6. All the